1 month before this year's running of the Preakness Stakes, Pimlico Racecourse's oldest historic seating section is being shut down. An engineering firm determined that its 6,670 seats are, quote, no longer suitable to sustain that level of load-bearing weight. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports that this comes as the future of the Preakness at Pimlico remains in doubt.
The closure of the 125-year-old Old Grandstand's open-air section will affect racing fans attending the Preakness and Black Eyed Susan Day. The announcement from the Maryland Jockey Club came days after legislation supported by its owners, the Stronach Group, died in the General Assembly. Those bills would have funded improvements at Stronach's Laurel and Bowie Parks, and were fiercely opposed by Baltimore lawmakers, who saw the bills as proof the group wants to move the Preakness out of Pimlico, which it also owns, to Laurel. Delegate Nick Mosby, who's advocated for better living conditions for workers at Laurel, notes that Stronach has spent the vast bulk of $112 million in state grants for improvements at Laurel and far less at Pimlico.
They fixed up, you know, the horse barns, where they fixed up the grandstands, and they've made it all glamorous and pretty on the outside for the spectators.
Stronach Group executive Bill Hecht called the findings of Faisant Associates, the engineers, deeply disappointing in a statement. He said that the decision to close the seats is only about safety. Fans who already purchased tickets in the old grandstand have until May 1st to exchange them for new seats. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.